Welcome to Clue, the Coronavirus Legal Update, a podcast of the Miller Law Firm PA, providing individuals and small businesses, as well as large businesses, with information related to the coronavirus and how it can impact you or your business in South Carolina. I'm your host, Attorney Melissa Miller of the Miller Law Firm. Without further ado, let's talk to today's guest and get today's clue. Jason, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on the reopening of South Carolina restaurants. How is the news of reopening and the governor's order being accepted by the restaurant community in Greenville right now?
I would say the majority of us are ready to go. We've had our businesses closed, many of us, for 2 months. Some of us just been doing takeout and delivery services. So I think to have people back in our dining rooms is an exciting thing for most of us. You know, we're really excited to have people come back. And I hope they're excited to come in, for sure. So,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say for our restaurant, you know, we're opening June 3rd. So, we obviously could have opened already, patio and then dining on the interior, but we opted to take some time, make sure we can get staff back in, hire, do some sanitation and safety training, have a plan in place for when we reopen. And obviously we've got some menu work to do, and we'll be doing some modifications to our menu. There's some things we can discuss there too. It'd be probably a good time just now, but the beef prices, pork prices, chicken, all that's inflated pretty high right now, and we anticipate it to go up even more. The main issue isn't the amount of proteins available on the market necessarily, it's the amount of processing that's available. You know, processing plants, most of them, and the largest ones in the country, have been shut down for some time now. And so, you know, you've seen stories of farmers having to euthanize large stock of pigs, some cow, chickens, eggs, milk, all that stuff, because there's just no way to process it and get it to the into the grocery store. Now, milk and eggs are a little different. Majority of milk and eggs is actually used by restaurants and the school system, so that's the main reason why they're overstocked on those items. There's a glut in that area, but that'll change, obviously, as soon as all these restaurants start reopening again. But that's one of our concerns, is how we can bring, you know, the price of brisket per pound is 3 times what it was when we closed down, so just in 2 months.
Can you repeat that, Jason?
Yeah, the price of brisket per pound is about 3 times the price it was when we closed the restaurant on March 17th. So it's a significant jump, obviously.
That's certainly a concern. What about employees coming back? My understanding is it will be at half capacity. So is there any concern as you're trying to hire back employees that they will opt to remain on unemployment because that's a more viable and profitable option than coming back, working as, for example, a waitress, serving half the number of tables you would normally serve and getting half the tips?
Yeah, no, that's a big concern. And it's really a long-term concern all the way until this, you know, the extra $600. And it's a lot of money for some in our industry on a weekly basis to receive for doing nothing, you know, taking zero risk. So, yeah, we're definitely aware of it. Part of our plan is we're going to give everybody a bonus. We're trying to determine exactly what the dollar amount is, and we'll do that. We're having a little employee party before we open depending on their situation. So, yeah.
That's great news. And you said the reopening is June 3rd?
June 3rd, Wednesday. We're going to be abbreviating our hours just as we get the lay of the land and see how demand looks, just so we can keep labor hours down. You know, if we don't, if people can't work, you know, as much as they did before for the time being, we just want to cut back on hours. So we're going to be open Wednesday through Saturday, initially not opening for lunch, just doing takeout and delivery for lunch only, and then opening for dinner for an abbreviated amount of time. And then just kind of feeling it out, being flexible and adjusting time as we need, you know.
And again, for our listeners, that's Wednesday through Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
And what will the hours be, or do you know yet?
Yeah, 11:30 to 3 o'clock doing lunch and takeout and delivery. Not lunch service, lunch takeout and delivery. And then dinner time would open at 5. We'll probably end here around 8 or 8:30. We haven't made 100% on that yet, so it'll probably be 8 or 8:30. Which really isn't that impactful. It sounds like a really abbreviated amount of time, but honestly, during normal times, people don't go out to dinner very much after 8:30, not on our side of town anyway. So it's not really, it shouldn't affect people too much. You know, we don't want to open for lunch just yet because we're a little concerned. We rely on a lot of business travel. There's, you know, 13 hotels around the restaurant. Their occupancies obviously are way down, and there's not a lot of people traveling just yet. That's all going to come back here soon, too. But so we're just kind of easing into it on all accounts, just kind of feeling it out.
And what are you doing in the interim to prepare in terms of sanitation, making sure guests are safe, and what will it look like on reopening? Is everybody going to be wearing masks, gloves?
So we want to, right now, I'll just kind of tell you what we're doing now, then I'll tell you what I think it's going to look like when we reopen. Right now, we do have staffs coming in, like I was telling you, in two waves, and we're deep cleaning the restaurant, some other projects like painting and touching up the restaurant, any kind of interiors we need to address, we're getting on those, and just really detailing the restaurant. The staff daily comes in, we have a temperature log spreadsheet, and we check their temperatures every single day when they come in, and we log that temperature. They're to take a survey every day. We have to ask them a few questions just to determine whether or not they may have COVID-19. Obviously, if they're not running at a temperature above 100.4, you know, that's kind of the guideline. It's the first one. So, yeah, loss of taste or smell is kind of down the road from the symptoms. So they should have already had some of the other ones, like shortness of breath, coughing, colds of light symptoms. So they're not permitted to enter if they do have those. Upon reopening, you know, right now we're in phase two, and by June 3rd, there's a chance, I'm hoping, we'll be into phase three, and I think the guidelines might shift a little bit. Now, currently, there's no one saying that you have to wear gloves or masks, and so we're trying to determine if it's something we want to do. You know, my mom has been my mother was an emergency room nurse for a long time. She's been a nurse for a very long time, and I was talking to her the other day. She's still working. Having to wear a mask all day and gloves. And she said, you know, you're just better off not wearing gloves because people do not use them properly. They think gloves keep their hands sanitary, but you get the virus or anything else with a glove, and you just think you have clean hands. Well, your fingers are probably clean, but your gloves are dirty. And so people tend to wash their hands much more often when they're not wearing gloves, and I see it all the time. So there is a recommendation that people wear gloves. It's just a recommendation. And I disagree with it. I just see people, you know, keep them on all day. Just keep them on all day. In fact, we were kind of testing the waters the night before we closed. One of our service assistants was wearing gloves, and I had to tell him often that he had to change his gloves and wash his hands. You have to wash your hands in between changing gloves. So just wash your hands constantly and don't touch your face. That's kind of a rule in the restaurant anyway. It's part of what you train people to do. You tell them to wash their hands all the time. You know, say they have birthday song twice, or maybe see something.
as far as masks?
So they were not recommending that the kitchen staff wear masks, which I thought was odd. They were saying that service staff could wear masks. I haven't been in a restaurant yet. I've been in a few where I've seen anyone wear either of those things, gloves or masks. So
where you haven't seen or where you have seen?
I have not. I have not seen it. But I thought it's not out there. I'm sure you get out of it. Have you seen any places doing that?
I do. Gloves and mask. You know, it's largely a determination that restaurants have to make, and it sounds like y'all are still trying to determine those steps.
Yeah, we still are. A lot of that thing, you know, our capacity at 50%, those things, we're just kind of waiting to the last minute on just those areas to see where we are with the recommendations from DHEC at that point, because that could change. Obviously, phase one and phase two are only 1 week apart, so, you know, we've still got two more weeks. There's a good chance we'd be into phase three by then, and that may change everything from a recommendation standpoint. So saying right now, I'm just not comfortable doing it again. I just don't know how the winds will blow by then. So.
Well, we'll certainly keep an eye on it and wish you the best of luck on reopening. Is there a website that listeners can go to for Bacon Brothers?
Yeah, it's baconbrospublichouse.com, and we will have that. Some updates posted there. By tomorrow, I'm actually writing those today, and also our Instagram and Facebook pages as well. You can find information and updates on our opening.
Great information.
And pictures of our staff. So.
Well, David, we will certainly, or Jason, will certainly check in again. Thanks for joining us, and to our listeners, check in tomorrow for our next clue.
You have been listening to Clue, the Coronavirus Legal Update, a podcast of the Miller Law Firm PA. This has been your host, Attorney Melissa Miller. For more information on the Miller Law Firm or to contact one of our attorneys, you may visit us at our website, www.themillerlawfirmpa.com, or call us at 864-527-0413. Thank you for listening. Until our next clue.